Yep.
All right, I will call the April 27, 2026 Borough Portland Council meeting to order. We will first pledge the flag, and it is that direction.
Shannon. Thank you.
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Members present. Sue?
Present.
Sue?
Present.
Yes. Hi.
I'm sorry.
Karen.
I'm here.
It's okay.
Present.
We're all out of whack, so.
Yeah.
Others present are Mayor Prater, Secretary Lori Slaker, Sam from Fitzpatrick, Lentz, and Bova, Michael Null from Van Cleef & Associates, and our wastewater treatment operator, and other members from the public. Four, announcement of recording. The meeting is being digitally recorded by the Secretary for Assistance and Preparation. We'll also record the meeting. None? Okay. Five, approval of the meeting agenda and any amendments.
I'll make a motion.
Oops.
Lucy has the first.
I'll second.
Karen has seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 5-0. Line 6, action on the minutes for March 23rd, 2026. Is there any discussion from council? Corrections? Change? No? Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Bruce made the first. Lisa is making the second. There's no discussion from council or the audience. Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 5-0. There's no notation for public comments, so we will move on to number 8, which is bid opening for the storm sewer drain project. Michael.
Okay. Arthur B. Construction was the apparent low bidder at $619,873. However, they have the technicality to their bid, the mobilization in the bid specs is stated on the tiered section. So projects for $502 million are capped at $30,000 for mobilization. And mobilization would be getting all their equipment, machinery and everything to the site for construction. That is capped at $30,000 for the project. Being that it is between $500,000 and $1 million in total. Therefore, the bid could potentially be, probably should be, disqualified as to reserves the right to reject any and all bids, including without limitation, non-conforming, non-responsive, unbalanced, or conditional bids. The owner also reserves the right to waive all informalities or irregularities not involving price, time, changes in the work, and to negotiate contract terms with successful bidders. Seeing that this is a price item, it is not able to be waived. So the bid, the lowest bidder of part three construction would technically be disqualified.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Therefore, the second lowest bidder, James T. O'Hara, at $730,960, would be the with fund balance. So I guess that's a, an item to discuss internally. And there was a possibility of moving sections of the project to bring the total project price down closer to the amount. So we did look into that. If that would be $130,000, that would be removed for the time being and be done later on with a different separate project. As far as I have, that's about the overview.
So obviously, what was the total of the second?
$730,960.
And we have just under $500,000. So that's a conversation that I think we all need to have, is how we want to move forward. I did email when Mike emailed me the specs and the follow-up to Bruce and I today, and asked that if we didn't take action tonight, if we were still okay with our timeline, knowing that we may need to discuss if we want to go forward financing. We're not financing, taking sections out, not taking sections out. So we have a little bit of a cushion if we wanted to think about it and, you know, discuss more next Monday at our regular meeting. So I guess we would, yeah, we could probably, but we might, just to, he's like, should we make a motion to table it? We will when we get to that point, probably, just to make sure.
Discussion, yeah.
So I guess, what do we do at this point in time? Does this kind of look at next week, like go through the process of, do we want, you know, kind of send emails and see about financing, or?
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you guys what you can do. You don't have to, like I said, you don't have to have an award tonight. I believe by contract, it's 30 or 60 days that you need to have an award or not.
So that it gives us the opportunity for due diligence and work on the back end.
And we can put in a formal recommendation for this. Since getting here tonight was kind of a push to get wrapped up and to you. So,
right, okay. And also, we were still working on easement stuff, so
correct.
We need to kind of have that discussion too, where we are with that, and then figure out options as far as that goes.
So. And I believe Solicitor Gall helped out with financing for some of the other projects
as well,
so he may be a good resource to ask about
okay. How
to obtain that as well.
Because that amount will definitely not put us in our small borrowing, like we did for the effluent line. It'll be much more involved for the financing part. So I guess if we want to make a motion, if everybody wants to table it for more discussion.
So I'll make the motion to table.
I'll second the motion. All right, so I'm going to first from Bruce, second from Lisa. May 4th, I was going to say. I was going to say 5-5, but it's 5-4. Mm-hmm. 5-4. All right. Is there any further discussion from the council table? Is there any from the audience? All right. Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 5-0. All right. So that was all there really is to discuss for that then, right? Line 9 is planned slate belt, but we're going to skip over that. We're going to, when we get through the rest of our business, we'll adjourn since it's just a discussion, and we'll just have that after. Shannon's here from Hailstone Economic. The presentation is about an hour to 90 minutes, give or take. So, yeah, depends. So we'll do that after we adjourn. 10, Borough Engineers Report. Would you guys have anything other than?
So, yes, as far as the last one there, the Lamtech connection, we're still waiting for DEP Screen.
Yeah, the screen project.
The contractor stated he's going to be mobilizing May 4th.
Okay.
And
next Monday for the screener?
Yeah, I can't hear him.
That's okay.
May 4th, the contractor for the screen project is going to be mobilizing and plans to start actual work on the 11th.
Okay. Tyler and I spoke today about a lot of it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
A quick update on that. We have an inspector, Gene Kearney, stopping by doing inspection for that. Some materials were delivered. There was no work today due to the rain on the weekend.
Okay.
They wanted to make sure it was dry enough to get in there. And we also did receive the 30-day extension for the emergency permit.
Perfect. So we should be with it. Well, within that, hopefully, yeah.
Contract, yeah. Basically.
All notifications were made last week for work to start today, so.
One other
quick
thing, Tyler brought up tonight. The screen project, there was, I believe that came in under budget. There was some additional funds there. I just wanted to make sure that you guys are aware that it has a deadline to be used.
Yes, it's at September 30th, Chair.
Do we know how much is the surplus?
I believe 72, 73,000.
Yeah, it was right around 73,000. Yeah, we talked about possibly, we would like to get another set of screens, but we'd have to put some funds towards that, because I think the last estimate you got was 95,000, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so we'd have to put some money towards it for another set of screens, but at least then we would be able to use them for the balance. Sewer Committee, commercial and industrial customer required connection, modifications. We are working on some stuff regarding that right now with FLB. Do you have anything you want to add to that? Effluent line repair update is done. EDMR was in everybody's packet. Permit extension for the effluent line was granted for 30 days. And sewer manhole estimates, we were waiting for nicer weather, so kind of here.
It was supposed to come, something was supposed to come today, but they didn't get a chance to check it.
It's okay. Do you have any plant updates, or are we?
Right now it's fine.
Okay.
Right now.
We're still waiting for the test results to come back from the March 27th incident, in case everybody's wondering, they have not come back from the lab yet. So, taking a little bit longer, the lab has had some internal transitions, so Michael's been calling and pestering them.
Michael's been arguing
with them. Hopefully they're going to be coming soon. Yeah. Anybody have anything else for Sober that you can streets? And maintenance committee?
So meet on a regular basis, and everything's on track with the projects that they have on docket.
Yep. We started a work order form, which Lori's going to include it in the next council packet for next week, so you can kind of see what we're doing. And, it's hopefully going to be productive. 13, anybody have anything for building committee? 14, fire safety police committee?
Does anybody happen to know where the bench is coming from for $550 of shipping? I texted Chief.
I don't.
Back to me.
He said he had, because Michael had some questions. So maybe is he planning on coming to next week's meeting?
Yeah.
So maybe he can get the info, because Mike wanted to have some info on the bench.
Okay.
So maybe, I see that's like on the next page, the bench actually. So it's pretty heavy, so I don't know where it's coming from. Maybe we could pick it up.
But if it's somewhat local, like Pittsburgh, I can drive there for a lot less than $550.
I think in Texas sticks in my mind, but I may have been making that up.
And I just tried to look in the minutes to see where the notes, and I didn't see it.
No, I don't recall where he said it's coming from.
Okay.
All right. If there's nothing else for 14, we'll go on to 15, budget and finance. We don't have anything right now. Sanitation committee, we did send a letter out to the residents. Diane got it out the beginning of April. She has received some phone calls. Some people are slightly upset about buying new cans. And I said they don't necessarily need to buy new cans. I get the ordinance is what it is. But the new truck that Sanico has does have a cleat little hookup on the back for the larger cans that have the bar on the front. So I've been just telling people, I know that the ordinance states, but you're okay with your can. That's mainly what she's been getting phone calls about, is the can size. But other than that, I don't think there's anything. We haven't gotten any further complaints from the person that made the complaint for the litter to go out. So.
Correct.
Okay. 17, grants, generator and municipal ADA. I will be honest for myself as far as that, and maybe speaking for Bruce, we've had so much other stuff going on, that that's kind of gotten on the back burner right now. Not forgotten, but definitely on the back burner. Garden space for community garden project. That was emailed. Did everybody get a chance to review it? Are we okay with the location that's proposed?
I guess it looked kind of like it was maybe a shady area the way I saw it. Was against the fence on the side of the ball field, but she seemed to think it was suitable.
A suitable area? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It seemed like it was kind of out of the way.
Right.
Okay. Of the ball field and stuff. I don't have a problem with it. I think she needs an answer.
Yeah, she does. She needs to get started.
I'll make a motion to accept the proposed area Heather Fisher has recommended for the community garden on the edge of the ball field as presented in that email from her.
First from Karen. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Bruce is going to second. Is there any more discussion?
Is there a reason she said why I could do it right by the...
Where the old gym is?
It needs
not enough sunlight.
Sun or morning sun or whatever.
Something with sunlight.
There.
That looks pretty sunny no matter where. Trees there.
Yeah, I don't.
But I think where she has it and the trees are behind, I think the sun goes that way. I think. I'm guessing. She seems to think it's a suitable.
You say you thought it was shady where she picked, so.
I think it's the trees are on the north side of what she picked, I kind of feel like. So I think.
So is there a need for clarification?
And she kind of vetted it with a scientist or something, right? With the project?
Yes.
Yeah. It is.
So isn't there water hooked up by the bathroom?
Mayor's
no.
Project.
It's gone.
That's not a long time ago.
I don't know. Maybe she's going to have a water buffalo down there. I don't. No, not a water buffalo.
Yeah, the I know what you mean. Yeah.
Like, not a buffalo.
Sounded, yeah. I'm with you.
I mean, we're not running a hose down there. There's not going to be a hose drunk down
long
there.
Long enough.
But, yeah.
I was going to say, that's a long.
Yeah, no. I mean, we've had. All right, well, we have a first, we have a second.
Her request to ask us, that's the area she wants to do it, so we're saying she can do it there if that's what she wants to do.
And she validated it with a specialist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all part of a project with a scientist and soil sample and however.
Whatever your nature center.
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't remember the name of the center.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. If there's no other discussion, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Abstentions? So motion carries. It's going to be 4-1 opposed, 0 abstentions. All right. 18, personnel committee. Anything? No. 19, policy, procedure, and ordinance committee. We have none. And committee 3, community events. Any updates?
The only thing I want to say about that is the community cleanup that we had was a big success. There was a lot of garbage collected between Portland and Mount Bethel. I think it was 1.5 tons that collected, which is an awful lot if you think about the size of our community. But Sleep Belt wide, there was, I think, 95 volunteers. That's only from Portland and Upper Mount Bethel. We got 1.5 tons of garbage, though. The other places, I don't know how much everybody else collected.
They had to take theirs and drop it off, and then they were going to weigh it.
We had a lot of tires, there was pallets.
Yes.
I mean, we had a lot of heavy stuff, but it was very well attended, and it was good that we did that.
It's a beautiful day. Compared to last year, rainy and cold. This year,
so we're ongoing with the Founders Day/Portland Open Ladder 131st anniversary celebration. That's moving along. We have some people responding, so that's continuing. And we're working on the Portland Mount Bethel July 4th parade. That'll be a rain or shine event, and it'll basically be the same as it is every year as far as the route, and it's just a matter of getting people involved. And so if anybody knows of anybody who would like to be in a parade and maybe even do a float, since it's America's 250th birthday, it would be nice if we had some floats. So anybody who knows that we want to do a float.
Is the date of the parade the 4th?
The 4th, rain or shine. Fingers crossed for shine.
Hopefully shine.
Usually it's very hot that day.
Yeah.
It's after the parade, but before the fireworks, so it kind of works out well.
All right, 21, anything for community development? It's kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah.
All right, 22, COG and or Bruce?
You know that we brought the bikes to COG. There was 36 bikes, and this Wednesday we're bringing another 20 to Coalition for Appropriate Transportation. Without even trying to put it out anywhere that we're collecting bikes for this, we also had probably 200 to 300 pounds of clothes that we brought to Valor. Just went there Friday. I went up there, and there were some heavy bags. Good thing there was people there to take them out of my car for me. But
do you want to make a public service announcement to our guests as to what exactly you're talking about? They might be able to.
We're collecting used bikes. That's about as simple as I can make it. They go to Coalition for Appropriate Transportation. See, what they do is they rebuild them and give them to needy people in Bethlehem. But if you need a bike from the Slate Belt, we're more than happy to give you one. Valor is our local, it's actually Monroe County, but it helps out homeless veterans. So they collect clothes and soap and things of that nature. So between the COGs, we collected bikes and clothes for Valor, along with personal products.
And the Valor box is up in the municipal building.
Valor box is up in the municipal
drop-off.
Building. And it says it's going to end on the 30th, but it doesn't matter to me when we bring clothes up there. It could be any time.
So anyone, whoever wants to bring a donation, please feel free to contact Mayor Lance. He will be more than happy to assist.
Yes.
He takes lots of bikes down.
Okay.
Come.
Yeah. Yes. Tomorrow night.
Is that all for COG?
That's it.
You got a mayor's report?
Next week.
Okay. 24, Plan Sleigh Belt. We haven't been having our regular monthly meetings because we've been doing the zoning meetings, so I believe we resume our regular monthly meetings in June. Okay. 25, Sleigh Belt Rising. Lance mentioned the litter cleanup. That was a Sleigh Belt organized event that we do every year. Soon I'll hopefully be doing some river rock in downtown Portland if I can get our streets guys down there to help me. and I believe that the auto shop recently applied for a facade project through the program, so we'll see what becomes of that. I heard rumors that he applied and may have been approved, so. 26, Liberty Water Gap Trail, did Cindy spend? Do you have anything?
Not really. No? There's some Wounded Warrior folks coming through probably in the next 2 weeks. We don't know a definite yet, but reach out.
Yeah, they'll let you know. Perfect. 27, old business, park and ride tree removal. We're just going to keep on here for right now. 28, new business. Anything? 29, public comment on agenda. Anybody? All right. 30, I don't believe we have a need for executive session, correct? No need for tonight, okay? So then we will not need 31. And just as I was hoping, we'd be done in 30 minutes. Perfect.
I'll make the motion.
Rock, paper, scissors. Bruce is making the first, Karen made the second. A poll for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries 5-0. The next regular meeting is next Monday, May 4th, 26th at 7. We'll be back up at the municipal building. And whoever wants to stay, we are going to have our Hailstone economic zoning conversation now. And we'll see how long it lasts.